On this episode of the Geyer Cook Report, we're going to talk about general data protection regulation. And so I don't have to mangle that again. We're going to call it GDPR. The compliance with GDPR is set for May the 25th. And I've got the link there in the show notes if you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. You'll get the link there that goes to this post that we're talking about. And scroll down and you'll get the link there. So, by having a subscription form on your website, you're going to be collecting personal data from your subscribers. And if you've looked at the stats, like I looked at mine, only 68% of my people are in America. The rest of them are in Europe that speak English. So I need to have a general data protection regulation form in place. And to do that with MailChimp, I've got the link right there how to do that. Now let's go take a look at that real quick. And in looking at this link, and it'll be in the show notes, creating an email newsletter subscription form with GDPR compliance. And Bob Mitro wrote a good article about having a subscription form on your website that's saying that your website maybe isn't going to be a content management system like WordPress or Joomla, Drupal, something like that. So if you have to build the form and you're using your newsletter subscription, which in this instance is MailChimp, of course, then this is how you do it. And Bob's written a really good explanation. Go through that article and you'll find out the details on doing that. And let's go back to the notes. So like we said earlier, a content management system is likely going to have a plugin. But if you've got a static website, what do you have to do? Well, let's talk about that. When do you have to have the compliance set up by? Well, according to the link I searched and found, the deadline, like I said earlier, May 25th. And there's a link there in the show notes if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And then you'll look for the title today, Creating an Email Newsletter Subscription Form with GDPR Compliance. Bazinga, then you'll have the link and that link will take you to the other ones. Nothing's more than two clicks away. So, on that note, I'm going to say thank you to the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report. We couldn't do it without you. And appreciate your efforts in that regard. If you want to become a patron, when you go to that link that keeps saying thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, there's a green button at the top, become a patron. And I just ask that you do that, please. So, thanks to the people that are listening, taking time out of their day, and so that we don't use up the rest of your day, it's a wrap.